40 East still delay-free ride as you head towards RTP and the airport. Northbound Durham Freeway, a couple of busy spots, but nothing slowing you down as you make your way into downtown Durham. Northbound 15501 and the South Chapel Hill approaching the 54 merge, also starting to see some busy traffic. If you happen to see anything while you're out, you could be a WCHL Road Warrior. Just call us 967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
Something really special happening this evening in Hillsboro for the School of Rock, Chapel Hill. This evening at 6 o'clock at Mystery Brewing Company is the Smoky Mountain Hop Concert for School of Rock. It's at the brewery in Hillsboro and not the pub. Several schools of rock from Florida start their tour here with the School of Rock Chapel Hill House Band. The event is free and open to the public. It is happening tonight, 6 o'clock. Or this afternoon at 6 o'clock, certainly be a lot of sunshine still, at Mystery Brewing Company, the School of Rock, Chapel Hill. You don't want to miss it. That's going to be a whole lot of fun. Your Chapel Hill Carborough weather, brought to you by Clean Wheels Auto Wash, is going to be a really hot day today. High today about 96, a lot of sunshine, and tonight clear with a low of 74. Tomorrow, more of the same, not quite as hot, with a high of about 93. There is a chance of a shower or a thunder shower sneaking in there in the afternoon tomorrow. The heat index going to make it feel like it's about 100 degrees both days. Clean Wheels Auto Wash is now open. Chapel Hill's first and only full-service car wash with supreme detailing. Located on Stansel Drive across 54 from Metamont, Clean Wheels offers free vacuuming with wash purchase, uses 100% recycled water, and is open 7 days a week. Clean Wheels Auto Wash. Time now for Wayne Pond to come along and dazzle us all with his word. No telling what it's going to be. Wayne, what you got for us this morning, big guy?
Razzle, dazzle, 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 dazzle. Hey, happy week of the forest. Nikki, Ron, how you all doing?
Thank you.
Doing great, buddy. Ready to celebrate.
All right. Hey, listen, I got a dandy for you this morning, but I got to tell you real quick, apropos of your exchange about making telephone calls.
Yeah.
Sort of unannounced. You guys remember the, I guess it's an apocryphal story about the legendary rock jock Don Imus pretended that he was a driver at the Indianapolis 500 and called the local McDonald's to order 10,000 Big Macs for his team.
Yeah. I remember hearing about that, yeah.
You remember? Is there a recording of that out there, Mickey or Ron? Do you remember?
I have no idea. I'm sure if you Googled it, you'd find it.
There probably is. It's probably on YouTube, I would imagine.
When in doubt, Google it.
I would have put that in the Ron Stutz, you know, Hall of Fame, but, you know, I won't go that far. All right. So much for that nonsense. Here we go. The word of the day. Here, we got a limited week this week, so let's do some words. These are words that have only four letters in them. Each of them only four letters. They could be radio station call letters, but they don't begin with K's or W's. The number one.
Wayne Pond's getting ready to do some four-letter words on the radio.
I was going
to
say.
Watch out.
I hope they don't start with F either.
Oh. There's no I didn't invite that. No. I didn't invite that.
So
abuse,
did.
So,
Wayne, you forget. I've had several conversations with you.
It is the truth. It is the truth. All right, here's your first four-letter word of the week. Slew. S-L-E-W. S is in Sam. S-L-E-W. Slew is a noun, and it's pretty simple. It means a large number. A slew of records. A slew of football players. A slew of hamburgers. A slew of disc jockeys. A slew of, you take your pick, fill in the blank. All right?
Seattle Slew. Remember that horse?
There. Was that
no.
S-L-E-W?
I don't know. I think so.
And more than that, he doesn't care. So.
No.
All right. S-L-E-W, a large number. Slew is a noun. There's your word of the day. Enjoy it while you can.
Mm-hmm.
And again, happy Monday. Talk to you in the morning.
Bye. All right. All right, buddy. Hey, thank you very much. Wayne Pond's word of the day on 97.9 The Hill. Brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Mickey, why would you call anyone else?
Ron, I have no idea.
Next hour, you have an opportunity to call in and tell me the word of the day, spell it, define it. If you could do all that before anybody else, you'll get a $10 gift certificate from Cruisers, Convenience Marketplace. And the word of the day, always brought to you by Franklin Street Realty, as I mentioned. Now, time for the clean joke of the day. Brought to you by Mac Orthodontics in Hillsboro. Go to macortho.com and start loving your smile.
John decided he wanted to take up skydiving. The instructor told him that shortly after jumping out of the plane, he was to pull the short rip cord, and that would open a small parachute, which will open the large chute. And if by chance the large chute fails to open, he should pull the other cord, which will open the large parachute. He also told John that when he lands, a car is going to be on the ground to take him back to the airport. John jumps out of the plane and proceeds to pull the first cord. The small chute doesn't open, so he pulls the last cord, and the large parachute doesn't open either. John thinks to himself, it'll be just my luck. That car won't be there either.
Oh, man.
To the players shooting hoops at rec centers, throwing footballs in the park, or swinging rackets on the court. To the league bowlers, weekend cyclists, and office kickballers, UNC Orthopedic says, play on. With innovative treatments for sports injuries, we help everyday athletes like you recover so you can get right back in the action.